Superman Broach.
Hey, good morning. Is Tim there?
Matthew's calling?
Yeah, my name's Danico. I'm calling from Cardiff. I'm just following up on a phone call from earlier in the year.
From what? From
Cardiff? Cardiff? It's like car indifferent.
I've never heard of it, but hold on a second. Let me see if he's available.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim. My name's Nico. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Okay.
Good. Look, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm following up on a pre-approved finance offer a bank mailed out to the business a few weeks ago. Pre-approved you guys for some equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I'm just circling back, seeing if there's anything in the pipeline where you guys might need some financing for the end of the year here.
Oh, no. Actually, I'm really slow.
Really slow?
Not really doing much. Yeah, extremely
slow. Is there a reason for that? You know, slowdown in the industry as a whole, or just
a slowdown in the industry as a whole?
Yeah. Is it like the election year has kind of taken the effect on that?
Probably. That usually has an effect. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's a spending thing too. You know, I mean, I make tooling for jet engines, so I don't know. And some of that's military, so I don't know. You know, it's been really dead. So.
Do you build specific parts for like the F-35s that have just come out?
Actually, we don't do any F-35 work. That's all Pratt & Whitney's engine. I do mostly GE stuff.
Okay. And they haven't, put in any big orders towards the end of the year here? I know a lot of those big companies try and wait.
Yeah, they're waiting.
A lot of them are.
They don't want any for the rest of the year. They want, and when they do the ordering, they don't want it delivered till next year.
Oh, so they literally, put the order in right at the end of the year, and then it gets delivered at the beginning of the new 2017 year?
Yeah, a lot of them do it that way. Even if they put the orders out, the quotes now, they might give you the order, but they say they don't want delivery because they don't want to spend this year's bucks.
That's so weird for a business to do that. I mean, for them, I guess it's just maybe changing up their balance sheets, looking at their cash flows, things like that. Yeah, are you guys typically a net 30, net 60 type deal, or?
Well, we're a net 30, but with General Electric, it's like net 120.
Net 120. Do you guys ever run into cash flow problems then? Because that's a long time.
Yeah, occasionally, but that's if we've got usually enough orders that we sometimes really don't mind that too much, But right now, it's just dead.
It's just dead.
At all. I don't even have any prospects going. I have no quotes in or anything, so actually I'm going to be laying some people off, I think.
Oh, wow. It's that bad of a slowdown?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what could you do with, $250,000? Would you have to lay those guys down, lay them off?
I would have to. I can't do anything with it. It's not going to do me any good for anything right now.
I mean,
I can't use the machinery. I can't use, So really, I really don't need it right now. So.
Of course. Tim, is there maybe an email address I can get for you? You can have me on file, so if anything comes up, because we don't also offer just equipment financing. There are working capital programs like a unsecured cash loan that we can get to your business. So if you want to use it for whatever, thing that you want to do. Usually a lot of machine shops that I work with, they use it for their cash flow, especially with net 120 type deal. They can have cash on hand to pay off some things, keep the bills going. So if that's something that you might be interested in, maybe later on, or if you're even looking, when business picks up again, could be something to help you out. I'll shoot you over some of our information, though. What's the best email address I can get you at?
tim.short@turbinebroach.com.
Short. TurbineBroach.com. Okay, and with our program, it's actually pretty convenient because we don't base it off of credit. I know a lot of companies probably come to you and say, hey, man, we can get you a line of credit for, $100,000. Well, we do it where it's based off of your net sales for 2015. And usually what we're able to do is free up around 10 to 15% of that as unsecured cash. What'd you guys do in sales for 2015?
15? I don't know, 2.8 million or something like that.
Yeah, so usually we're able to free up 10 to 15% of that, and that's what, let's see here.
Yeah.
1 second. It's $280,000 to maybe $320,000 just unsecured cash for your business.
Yeah.
That's a lot that you could probably use, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Right now, I'm not looking for it. So.
Right. Okay, of course. But, you know, if that's something that you are looking for maybe later on in the future.
Possibly, yeah.
Definitely give me a call because I'm sure that we can work something out.
Okay.
All right, Tim, I'll shoot you over some of my information, and you can have me on file and, you know, see what happens,
okay.
See if we can do
okay.
business together.
Okay.
All right, man. Take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.